We'll call the meeting back to order from recess, and we are now on the agenda, House Bill 1018. The appropriation from the Coordinated Soil and Water Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission.
Mr. Chairman?
Seth, please, yes, and then go on with your presentation.
Members of the committee, my name is Ray Sowers. I'm the Division Director for Resource Conservation and Forestry within the Department of Ag, and I'm here to present House Bill number 1018. Before the break, there was a pamphlet passed around, and this will give you a very good summary of the conservation program and the conservation fund, what we've done with the conservation fund. But House Bill number 1018 provides $600,000 and other fund authority for the State Conservation Commission to expend motor fuel tax revenues deposited into the Coordinated Soil and Water Conservation Fund. The Coordinated Soil and Water Conservation Fund, commonly referred to as the Conservation Fund, was established by the state legislature in 1992. It was established to implement state goals and objectives identified in the South Dakota Coordinated Soil and Water Conservation Plan. And this language can be referenced in Codified Law 387-25. The motor fuel tax deposited in the Conservation Fund is determined by a convoluted process that would take considerable time to explain in detail. I'll provide you with an abbreviated form. The fund receives revenue from the unrefunded portion of the motor fuel tax collected for non-highway or off-road use based upon an amount equal to 35% of claimed refunds. State regulations dictate that these funds must be used to provide cost-share grants to South Dakota conservation districts. Grant applications from the districts are reviewed and approved by the State Conservation Commission. The Division of Resource Conservation and Forestry provides state oversight and administers the fund on behalf of the state. Thank you.
Questions? Representative Hunoff.
Thank you. Sir, where do your dollars come from in that fund?
They're strictly from the motor fuel tax. They're deposited directly into that special fund.
Thank you. It is fun sometime to follow these little tracks where these funds come from. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1018? Other proponents? Are there other proponents to House Bill 1018? Other proponents? If not, are there opponents to House Bill 1018? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1018? Opponents? Hearing and seeing none, we'll close that portion of the citizen testimony and open it up to the committee's action and or discussion. Representative Clout?
I would like to move a due pass on 1018.
Discussion on the motion. I would just say a few words. This is something like an annual event, if you will. We have been doing this for a number of years, and you did hear where the funds are coming from. I think that it's probably a well-represented group, and if you folks are out in the conservation districts within your counties, you new folks, follow up on this, and you'll see what they do with those dollars that we're talking about right here today. Any other discussion on the motion? Do pass motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no, and the secretary will call the roll on do pass House Bill 1018.
Dinner.
Aye.
Glinsky.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Roush excuse. Peters.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Clout.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye. That motion is unanimous to pass. However, we will discuss it on the floor. It has to do with the dollars and cents. And Representative Haverly, would you take that as the bill on the floor, please?